farmers could be facing huge tax bills if President Biden succeeds in raising capital gains tax rates and eliminating a loophole for inherited assets, such as farmland, according to Senator John Bozeman from Arkansas, the ranking member of the Senate Agriculture Committee. Senator Bozeman says the proposals are unpopular in farm country, and he recently released the results from a study the House and Senate Agriculture Committees commissioned from the Texas A&M University Agriculture and Food Policy Center. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with more details on the study's findings.
Texas A&M's Ag and Food Policy Center is out with a study that was requested by Senator Bozeman and Congressman G.T. Thompson from the House and Senate Ag Committees. And this was a request that the group look at their representative farms across the country to determine what the potential impact would be financially from some of the tax policy changes that have been talked about recently and proposed by members of Congress. And that includes eliminating the stepped-up basis for inherited assets or passing assets from one generation to the next, and also lowering the estate tax exemption. And according to the AFPC analysis of 94 representative farms across the country, including crop and livestock operations, what they found is that 92 of the 94 farms would be impacted negatively by these proposed tax policy changes, and the additional tax liabilities would average about $1.4 million per farm. This, again, report is very detailed and extensive and will be available on the AFPC website, as well as being distributed by Senator Bozeman and Congressman Thompson from the Senate and House Ag Committees.